Everybody that's going to be watching this, we're excited. We're excited today to be able to, you know, just be able to communicate with so many different beautiful people that are very like-minded and like-spirited. You guys know how I feel about you, Nikki, and you, Jason, and everything that you guys do for your people, how you guys are servant leaders. You guys lead from the front, and you guys have demonstrated that over and over and over. I have personally attended and spoke at your events, and I can tell you it's so much fun. It's a blast. It's educational. It's entertaining. You know, the last time that I was there speaking, it was one of the best times ever, right? Because it was very, you know, it was very light spirited, man. I felt like I was able to connect with all of my blue collar, you know, powerful, amazing community. You know what I mean? I personally, I'm a big fan of the blue collar space. And I'll tell you why. For two reasons. One, extremely hardworking. Two, freaking integrity oriented. And for those two reasons, I'm a huge fan of everything that you guys are doing and the people that you're serving.
Brother, thanks for saying that, man. So here in the family, you're kind of a fan favorite because, I mean, just this year alone, you've been on three of our events, and thank you for that. But there's one event in particular that to me, and I know Jason and all of our community, stands out. And it was the VIP lunch where you walked in and there was a group of about 100 of us, and you were just real, and you were a brother, you were a friend, you were a father, you were just an entrepreneur, and you were talking about your struggles. And so, man, what we wanted to do, we thought would be so amazing today, is just open up a space where the community can just connect with you and ask you a few questions. So guys, if you're tuning in live, please ask Carlos some questions. Carlos is a mentor to Jason and I and a good friend. We'd love to hear what questions you have for him. But Carlos, some people have actually prepared for this. So like, we have people, like, they knew that you were coming on. So check this out, my brother. This is so cool, dude. So we got a list of questions ahead of time for you, knowing that you were coming into the event today. So check this out. I love this. One of the coolest questions that I got right here was this from Jennifer. Jennifer said this: when he changed his life, I thought you were going to love this question. This is why it's number one, dude. When he changed his life and started living with intention, what was his go-to things? What were your go-to when things looked tough? Was there a book, a podcast, a sermon, a quote as you were on your rise and your journey? Jennifer, amazing question. And Carlos, I felt that would be a great way of starting today.
Bro, that is actually there's no better way, because you know what? Right now, look at the turmoil that the world is in. Look at the turmoil that the country is in. Look at the turmoil, you know, that society has been in, right, for a very long time. And what you have to keep in mind, there's two things. I want to give two answers, right? It's multifaceted. Number one, the people that stay focused right now, the people that stay focused, that are not derailed, that are not distracted, that are not divided, those are the people that are going to gain massive ground over the next 24 months. Okay? You know what's happening. Everybody, every business owner, every celebrity, right? Every athlete, every politician, Where's their head at right now? Where's their head at?
Up their ass.
It's everywhere else. But what's in front of them, right? So if you just think about that for a second, if I am going to double down on what I'm doing, if I'm going to double down on growing my businesses, if I'm going to double down in serving my family, serving the people around me, right? I am telling you, brother, because I lived this in 2020 when the COVID went down. I doubled down, and you guys have watched what's happened over the past almost four years in my life, right? And I credit that to me knowing and just being conscious and aware of where everybody was going to be. And I'm just like, okay, Because by the way, I want you to know that when COVID initially went down, and then when this initially went down, the conflict that's happening, right? And then it's getting religious, and now it's coming to the country where people are freaking graffitiing statues and ripping down missing people posters, and everybody is in so much hate and turmoil right now. This is the opportunity right now to guess what? Show more. Operate more in love than ever and more empathy than ever, but stay more focused than ever. That's number one. And the way that I have been able to do that in my life, okay, to answer the first part of the question, is I need to stop making it about me. Two things. One, if you truly are a servant of God and you truly are a faithful servant, a faithful Christian, then you give it to God, right? Mark 9:23, look, it's right in the front of my journal. Mark 9:23, all things are possible if you believe, right? All things are possible if you believe. Number two is, have you little faith, right? That's it. Guess what? In 2019, bro, in 2017, I was still a lukewarm servant. I was in, I was out, I was in, I was out. I love you, Lord. I serve you, Lord. But I also, I'm rebellious and my flesh is still doing what it's still overpowering my spirit, right? But in 2019, when I finally just said, you know what? I'm out. I'm done. My way didn't work. I haven't achieved what I'm looking to achieve in my life, specifically at home with my wife and my children. That when I sent it all to God, brother, and I made it all about, hey, I'm just going to give everything, the good, the bad, every single area of my life to God. That's when my life completely took a 180. So hopefully that answers the question for Jennifer. Wow.
That's special, man. I love that. Thank you for sharing, bro. Absolutely, bro. The thing about you that I've learned and really admire and look up to is you are truly who you are, authentically yourself. There is no gray area with who Carlos Reyes is, who and what he stands for, what his beliefs are, and what he represents. I think that for me, one of the things, as we have a lot of business owners and brands tuning in, being authentically yourself is absolutely a game in everything that you do.
It's liberating, bro. It's liberating. You know why it's liberating, brother? Because first and foremost, right, you're going to attract the right people in your life. Okay. Not fake people. I've operated on ego and pride and status and money and all that. I've operated. And guess what? I attracted the wrong people, and I attracted the wrong people so deeply that every single one of those people ended up burning a bridge with me because I didn't know what I didn't know today. Okay. I attracted people that also were operating in that alignment and it burned me, and I learned from it And when there's enough pain in your life, lessons are learned, bro.
Yeah.
And growth happens. By the way, I want everybody to start looking at these problems as challenges, and every single challenge that we go through, what happens? We grow, we mature, we gain wisdom, we gain experience. You get what I'm saying?
I do. See, the thing that I love when you talk on stage or on a podcast or even in your content is you're just real and you're human. The thing for me, as somebody that's so established as you are, you're quote unquote a guru, right? In the game. Like you are a thought leader. You're in the space. You know what I'm saying? But the thing that when the very first time that I spoke with you, we were on a podcast. And I felt like you understood me. You understood a brand or an entrepreneur on the come up because you were on the come up. And the thing about you that I absolutely love is even when our events were small and there was 100 people there, I know you're on stage as a 5,000. Brother, how are you? How's the event going? What can I do to help? To me, I see a guru, quote unquote, right, that gets it, what it was like before he blew up. And I just wanted to share, like, for those watching and listening, no matter where you're at, Carlos had to start somewhere. We all had to start somewhere. And I think people see you now just crushing the stages, right? Coming across the fence, your mom putting you through the fence on the Mexico border, bro. Like, there's a come up story here. And that's why
that's me at 3 years old in Mexico, celebrating a birthday party with my grandparents right there. Yeah. Right. And back to what you were saying, Nikki, Listen, bro, I've been around the block. I know when people like you and people like Jason, bro. I know who's real. I know who really loves people, who wants to serve people, and they're doing it for the right reasons. Sure. They're not doing it for egotistical reasons. They're not doing it for monetary reasons. You guys believe in people so much, just like I do, that you impact them to believe in themselves. And that right there alone.
Well, I think if you kind of look at your lineage, right, like you've worked with us as a mentor behind the scenes to do bigger things, which we're able to invite more people to the events or to this podcast to help share better stuff, then they can take that and run with it. And it's like we're all kind of growing and building together, which is really what our community is all about. And that's why I was so excited to be able to ask you some questions. Here's a huge one, dude. Obviously, we got a lot of business owners tuning in. Sherry asked, what was your best business tool that you've purchased or one that you use that you could, like, she's a realtor, for example. Yeah. What's a tool that she could purchase or one that you've purchased in your life that's helped with your marketing and your business?
That's the thing is, I don't care if you're a roofer. I don't care if you're a realtor. I don't care if you are a solar dealer. If you're a real estate investor, you will not be able to scale your business to your desired outcome until you can master the following two components.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Marketing and sales. Marketing and sales are the first two components. That as a realtor, especially, you need to figure out how to get in front of more people. More people need to know who you are and what you do, right? And that's the thing. Like, we can sit here and say, oh, you know, it was a CRM. You know, I was able to, back in, you know, 2015, 2014, I was able to take all my leads from freaking pen and paper to a CRM system, right? Oh, I could say it was marketing. It was Google AdWords campaigns that I would run that. In July of 2016, I invested $7,500, and the first month in July, it gave me back $123,000 in gross profits, right?
Yeah.
So it's never going to be one thing. It's going to be a combination of all the small things working in alignment, right? But remember this: marketing, sales, and then scale. Marketing, sales, and then scale. That's right.
Hey. Love that. Hey, so this is the perfect follow-up question. Daniel, he's a loan officer doing some big stuff in Phoenix. He said, what's your most cost-effective marketing strategy or technique?
Right now, it's literally cold calling. It's cold calling, right? It is cold calling, and I'll tell you why. There's a company, obviously, CallGeeks, that offers virtual assistants for solar, for real estate investors, for admin work, for lead generation, for lead management, for conversions, right? CallGeeks. This is what you need to understand. You know, I'm the game of business, especially in the spaces we're in. It's a game of leads. Hmm. It's a game of leads, man. Right? I'll give you an example. Right now, our cold calling cost per lead is around $32 cost per lead.
Wow.
So it's costing me $32 to speak to a prospect. Guess what? I've been trying to get with Jason about the same thing. Hey, bro. Hey, we need to pull a list in your best desired neighborhoods where you feel like if you just take a look at your KPIs and run your data, you're going to see what city specifically love the crap out of you. And if you want to even get more targeted, you're going to see which zip codes, which particular type of property is your avatar, is your ideal avatar. And we're going to pull that list, and then we're going to skip trace that list, and we're going to get all those people's cell phone numbers and home phone numbers and work phone numbers. And then we're going to put these virtual assistants to work, and we're going to put together a script, Jason, that says, hey, how's it going? I see that your roof is over 10 years old. You know, was wondering if you were interested in, you know, and having us come out here and do a free evaluation. Boom. You see that? Boom. Right? Like now that lead that was generated, the heavy lifting was done by a virtual assistant. Now that lead has turned, that prospect has turned into a potential lead. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've been looking at the roof and we got a couple leaks, and you know what? It's about 12 years old and it's starting to fall apart on me. Boom. Now you put them in, you upload them into a web form, whatever CRM Jason's using. Guess who's on that call next? A sales guy.
Can I just thank you for saying this? Because I think the very first guess that anybody would say, Carlos is going to say my Insta channel, right? My Instagram or social media. And thank you for being a guy in the trenches in sales. You know, Carlos, me and Jason get in this a lot. The 1,000 friends or 10,000 friends that you have on Instagram, they're not your dream prospects. For a lot of you guys and gals in service-based industries, in the blue-collar business, you can literally go to the neighborhood. Jason's running a campaign right now. He's a roofer, for those listening that don't know Jason, to roofs that are 20 years old. Homes that are... Because they're at the life, right? If you're an AC company, if you're a pool company, going to places that are hot that have pools. So thank you for saying that. So what I just gathered you said was this: get hyper clear on your avatar, your target market, your niche. Find that community. Get circle prospecting. Skip trace those numbers and just start banging the phones at $32 a lead.
Well, hold on. $32 a lead. That's on people that are looking, that are interested to sell their house. I bet you people that are interested in roofing services are probably even less than that, right?
But check out the backside on this. This is where me and Jason get in love with the ROI on this, right? And the fact that you mentioned KPIs, thank you, is Jason's average roof right now is $15,000. And for you guys listening, I want you to think about, what is your average customer and client worth to you? Carlos, we got a ton of realtors on. They're 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 a sale, right? Loan officers, 5, 6,000. Jason, 15,000 a roof. We'll have some AC companies watching, 10,000, 12,000. What is that sale worth to you? I mean, it's worth $30. It's worth $50. It's worth $100, right?
Bro, yeah. And then it gets really good, right? It gets really special when Jason's like, okay, I pulled a list. You know, we skip trade. By the way, there's a software called ProspectX that does all of that for you, which Sal built it over the last 5.5 years and spent millions of dollars building this thing, where Jason, he can literally walk you through this thing and he'll show you, right? He'll show you, hey, bro, what kind of houses do you want to target? Oh, I want to target 20-year-old houses. Great. What zip codes, what areas, dude, how many bedrooms and bathrooms, what square footage, right? You start filtering that, right? And then it's like, okay, now we got this list. Okay. Now we skip tracing. We got all these phone numbers to contact these homeowners. Now you put three virtual assistants to just bang out hundreds of dollars every single day, right? For freaking, you know, $5-6 an hour. And now you have the potential of almost doubling your business, your book of business within a year's time, if you just do this. And that applies, by the way, not only to roofers, solar companies, pest control companies. In my opinion, I don't know if you guys know this, but I own 50% of a solar company now, right? Mm-hmm. It's called Zealous Energy. You guys know the guys.
Yeah.
We partnered up with them because I'm in the private equity space now, where I'm acquiring equity in multiple companies. And then all I'm bringing is my infrastructure. I'm bringing my experience and business. Right. And I'm, you know, 1+1=11 now. And when you partner up with me, it's not 1+1=2. It's 1+1=11. Let's get you there faster. Right. Well, guess what? I told Garrett and Phil, I said, hey, by the end of the month, I want to be percent. I want to be 80% virtual. Why knock on the door when you can just make a phone call? Why knock on 80 doors to set up 2 appointments when we can call hundreds of people and set up 5 to 6 appointments virtually? You get what I'm saying?
You're multiplying.
That's what I want to do for the solar space.
Yeah, but Carlos, as you're talking about that, I mean, it's not just solar, though. You could be a general contractor, a house slipper, a landscaper.
Pest control.
AC units, drywall, just you name it, insert that. I'm a carpet guy. I just love that you said that, because I think the bullshit answer is, well, just go post more on social media. That's not a wrong answer. Yes, you need to get attention, but you're not posting to your dream audience. You know, like somebody comes back, my reel got 1,000 views. I'm like, dude, that's because you had trending audio and Instagram is forcing you 1,000 views to keep you posting, right? Like you're talking real homes. Yeah. You fish where the fish are with the right bait. I love that, dude.
Absolutely. But, you know, again, guys, the game of business, whether you're, like I said, you're a roofer, real estate, solar, pest control, right? HVAC. If you just dial in these strategies, man, there's no way you can fail. There's no way that with the right focus and the right strategies, you can make it a seven-figure plus business. The only go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I was gonna say Brad Lee talks about that, right? Business is math. So you just ran the, you just did an analogy via numbers, right? And you said, okay, if you knock, you can only knock so many doors a day, but yep. You could double or triple your output by calling instead of knocking. Okay. So you're literally tripling your volume. And like you said, you go from, you know, two appointments set to six.
Yeah.
Well, what if you did that 5 days a week for 52 weeks? And like I said, and your closing ratio, it stays the same and your ticket stays the same. You are literally potentially can trip like 3x your revenue simply by just doing phones. And let's just say you keep the door knockers, the physical door knockers, and you just implement the virtual side of it.
Yep.
Now you're not getting rid of the door knockers because some people will never answer your phone call, but they'll open up the door for you. Like that's what I love. So I did a Skype with Grant Cardone, probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago when I started my roofing company, right? Mm-hmm. And in the back, he has this octopus. It's a 5x7 big old banner of an octopus in the back. He's like, dude, you need to be an octopus with the different streams of revenue and your lead sources. It's not just one. It's not just pay per click or just at Google Ads or whatever, or just cold calling or just door knocking or just social media. He's like, you need to be an octopus. You need to have 8 different lead sources coming in, not just one. Because at that point, like you said, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. 1 + 1 equals an eight-legged, you know, octopus. So, well, dude, that's the biggest thing for me.
Carlos, Jason, and I talk to a lot of business owners, right? We do a lot of one-on-ones with them. I know this for a fact: the average business owner or brand right now, if they had 4 to 5 more qualified prospects today, it would completely change their lives. Completely change their lives. If you're a roofer and had an extra 5 roofs at 15 grand, if you're a realtor, had an extra 5 listings, if you're an AC guy, an extra 5 freaking AC units, you're talking 50, 75, 100 grand of revenue, completely life-changing biggest months of the world. And I love that you're sharing a strategy to help them get there.
Brother, if you know what it is, that you know why the solar industry and the roofing industry and the pest control industry, why the vacuum sales industry, why they don't go virtual, why they don't implement these strategies? You want to know why?
I can't wait to hear.
Because we're stuck in old ways and old habits and old techniques, and you know what? Change is hard, right? Change is hard. But guess what? What does that old saying say? You guys are great at quotes. If you do what's easy, life will be hard. If you do what's hard, life will be easy, right? Yes, I know that change is hard. Imagine you've been doing business a certain way for a certain amount of years, and now you're having to evolve. You're having to change up everything that you've ever known. Right here, a guy that I absolutely love, by the way, what's his name? Michael, the Mr. Sunshine.
Yeah.
I love Michael, right? But guess what? Mr. Sunshine, hey, I love the fact that you're doing the TV ads. Don't stop. If it's giving you a return,
sure,
don't stop. But add more marketing strategies. Add more marketing channels, just like my man Jason just said, right? You should have a big marketing net. You should be an octopus. Here's pay-per-click. Here's cold calling. Here's direct mail. You know, here's TV. Here's radio, whatever, billboards, whatever, right? Again, but it's hard. It's hard, but guess what happens? If you don't evolve in the game of business, whether you're a roofer, solar, right? If you don't evolve, you dissolve.
Absolutely.
If you do not evolve, you will dissolve. And until you commit and, you know, commit to actually making that change and adapting to what the marketplace requires to win these days, you are going to be in a bad spot. And a lot of people right now economically are in a really bad spot. You know this.
Well, definition of insanity, dude, doing the same thing, expecting a different result, right?
Absolutely.
And what we teach all entrepreneurs is this: just hold your marketing strategies accountable. If you're doubled down on TikTok, are you getting an ROI on TikTok, or is it just a bunch of fugazi, self-serving, likes, loves, and comments? Are you actually getting leads from qualified prospects that could do business with you in contract? And just hold every marketing avenue accountable. And I just think when you do that, you look at the ROI on it. If you're not getting leads off of your current social media, something's got to change. That's the definition of insanity.
Let me give you a small example of the type of marketing that I would put out organically.
Please.
Through socials, right? Not only would I set up my own personal brand, but I would also set up my own roofing company's brand, right? Here, I'll give you a short reel, right? Three signs why you might need to change your roof. Three reasons why your roof is falling apart, right? You see, so you start out with, that's the stuff that people need, especially if you're a roofer, right? Everybody wants to be an influencer and a speaker or whatever. Dude, start the faucet has to be open like this, man. If you're in the roofing space, first let the roofing space know who you are. Let the clients, let the prospects know who you are. And then as you evolve into more general business, right? That's another mountain that you'll climb, and that's okay.
Dude, I love
that. Yeah, I had somebody say to me the other day, they're like, so, you know, you're consulting this and consulting that. Like, so he's doing, you know, 2 or 3 million in revenue in his space. And I said, he's like, I want to get into consulting this and that. And I'm like, dude, I didn't start consulting till I had done 8 figures. Don't forget. I literally did not touch consulting other people in my space or in any space until I was doing 8 figures in revenue. I was like,
you gotta have a track record. Like the thing about Jason that I respect, Carlos, I haven't told you this. There's a joke that me and him have in the book, right? So we just wrote Scale, 8 Phases of Building an 8-Figure Business.
If you're tuning
in live, we're giving free copies to everybody. Our gift to you guys. We could easily charge you for it. We're giving it for free. Scale8book.com. But Carlos, here's the joke. It's in chapter one. How did we come up with eight figures? I sat Jason down. I said, yo, Jace, how much revenue have you done in your roofing business? And he's like, I don't know. We're at like 30 million or something. We had to count how many figures that was because we didn't know. We just knew 30 million. He goes, yo, Nikki T, how much you done in the real estate space? And I was like, I don't know, like 25, 28 million. So our joke is like, we were just two idiots running brick and mortars who didn't realize we had built 8-figure businesses till we sat down and literally counted the decimal points on how we got there. You gotta have to have a track record, man. So thanks for saying that.
By the way, let me just actually add something to what you just said, because everybody wants to build a brand, and I think everybody should. But you're absolutely right. Number one, become really good at what you're doing. Right? Become really good at what you're doing. Whether you're an investor, real estate investor, roofer, solar guy, become really good at what you're doing. Number two, right? Build a track record. Right. Hey, man, Jason. Yeah, I think this company does over 8 figures in roofing. Man, that's pretty good. 90% of roofing companies are under 7 figures. Okay, boom. Right. Boom. Track record. Number three, build a reputation. Oh, yeah. You know, Jason. Yeah, man, he's a pretty ethical dude, man. He does good business. Yeah, he's been in the game for 10 plus years, man. The guy has a pretty good rep. Okay, build a reputation. And then number four, serve others. Right. Sure. That's where you guys are at right now. You guys are serving others. See, so you're following the four steps.
Yeah, but here's the thing that nobody wants to do is go invest those years in the trenches, getting just punched in the face, Mike Tyson size blows. And so Jason and I really have this belief, Carlos, go get results for yourself first.
100%.
Document the journey, the good and the bad. If you want to become somebody that is quote unquote an influencer or on podcasts or on stages, go build a story with being on stages. My favorite analogy is, nobody wants to take advice from an overweight personal trainer. Nobody wants to take advice. If True. Your workout and your nutrition work so well, go get freaking shredded, wear a tight t-shirt, and you are your product, no matter what it is. Carlos, I got to do this for Jason. So right before our call, about 10 minutes before our call, he FaceTimed me. And while we're on the FaceTime, he's laughing. He gets a text message from his COO, and I'm going to let him share it. And Carlos,
she's on right now, Nikki T.
She's on. Jace. So Carlos, we're literally on FaceTime and he's like, bro, I just got a text. Jason, what was the text message, man?
We just cleared 10 million in 2023 as of this morning in revenue.
That's my boy right there.
Praise God.
We celebrate wins around here, Carlos. We celebrate wins, man.
But guess what, Jason? Why is your roofing company not only stable but still on a good trajectory, and other people are struggling, right? Again, sometimes this is what I was telling my wife and my in-laws the other day. I said, hey, everybody's going to be distracted. Everybody's going to be derailed. I said, we need to be looking where the opportunities are in all this madness, right? Think about that for a second.
Yep.
You know, you are look, hey, where's, so what's going on? What's, you know, is there any new legislation out that allows us to, you know, do our job a little better? You know, any incentives? Is there any tax write-offs, you know, offsetting tax? Like, what marketing channel right now is hot for my specific industry? That's what it takes to gain some ground, to win, right? Recession, people talk about recession. I think Brad says this all the time. He's like, recession is just a mindset. I say, damn, he might be right. Why? Yeah. Because guess what? When some things are up, there's opportunities in other places. Some things are down, mm-hmm. right? A war comes, you best believe people in General Dynamics and Lockheed Martin and all these guys, they're making money, you know? So yeah, that you need to be looking for the, but you're not going to be able to do that if you're living in chaos and distraction.
Right. That's why I'm glad you're here, especially at this time, is surround yourself with other people that have the energy and the right mindset and feed into them, feed into podcasts. I don't know if you know this, Carlos. I built my first 7-figure per year real estate business in 2009. You were in the market then. It was the worst market we had ever seen.
I mean, houses were worth like $30.
So we just adjusted. I said, where can I sell these homes, dude? And so we just shifted our focus, man. We started helping first-time buyers and investors. And I sold 225 homes in that year. And it's so funny, agents now, and this isn't about agents, just get the psychology. Mm-hmm. With the interest, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, dude, no matter what market you're in, good or bad, you have to find a way to survive. Because it's not like you're just going to ride the wave. And when the wave crashes, you just shut down.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a timeout.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? There's no timeouts.
No.
There's no timeouts, right?
Well, that's just I have a daily call with about 25 of my employees every morning, 8:30 from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Carlos, I need to bring you on one,
absolutely,
with my team every single morning, and we talked about it. And I literally talked about those two words. I said distraction and focus. I was like, you can use all these excuses, all these distractions as an excuse as why not to hit your goals in quarter, especially in quarter four. All the vacations, all the trips, all the holidays. Like, Santa Claus is a distraction from you from hitting your goals. He just is. He's not a bad guy. You're just competing against him, right? People have money and they want to put it towards Santa or towards a roof or towards solar or HVAC or pest control or whatever. People have the money. They're being more careful where they put it, right? And so that's another thing I said is we need to double down on our efforts and our opportunity, right? And to use our mindset to be more creative. I just went and looked at a roof this morning for a client up in Raintree area. And I went and talked to him and he had a duplex. It was attached to another house. I went and knocked on the door next door. Well, guess what? When leads are coming in and monsoon's there you're in HVAC, it's 115. Guess what? You're very, very popular and famous. Normally you wouldn't go knock on that next door, but right now you got to double down and go knock on that door and get that person's name and number. It's not just having one lead. I turn one lead into two, and I turn a $10,000 roof into a $25,000 roof. That's what it comes down to, right? Is you have to stay focused. Do not get distracted on everyone else's excuses why they're not hitting their goals. In real estate, we see it like crazy right now. One of my buddies, Blake, lives in Queen Creek, absolutely smashing it, going to have a record-setting year for his brokerage this year. And he even announced 66,000 agents in Arizona, only 22,000 of them have sold more than one house, a third of them. I'm like, what the crap are you doing? Wow. So like you said, when the interest rates are high and all this other bull crap, he sees it as an opportunity to take that market share where the people that have given up, people just don't want resistance, right? They don't want to do the hard shit. Just like in our marriages and with our kids, they don't want to have the hard conversations. And that's where people give up. As soon as they feel that little bit of resistance, that's why going to the gym, like most people won't do stuff that is really, really hard. And that's why they don't get any stronger or bigger, because they go there and they do the bare minimum to say they went to the gym, but not enough to push themselves because they hit that hard barrier. And that's when they give up and that's when they stop. That's why divorce is 50% right now. That's why, you know, kids are more disconnected from their parents more than ever right now. That's why businesses are, you know, Brandon Dawson, obviously, right? Yeah. You know, the average business, less than 10 employees, less than $3 million in revenue, and they're out of business in 24 months or less. Like, don't be that statistic, but you can't give up.
Well, I think right now, Jace, surrounding yourself with the right people, with the right mindset, and the right energy is critical. And I know before we let you go, Carlos, I want to ask you about some of the stuff you have going on. But we got one last question here that I think is just perfect for you. And we'll finish the questions with this one. This is from Brandon. Brandon said, what's the one thing that saves you a lot of time, or any time blocking or productivity tricks?
So, you know, for me nowadays, it's everything is about ROT, right? Oh, I think we lost Nikki. Did we lose him?
Oh, he'll pop back on. I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, everything is about return on time. Everything's about return on time for me, right? And like, just moving with intention. I will say this. I what I'm doing, and there's a book, by the way, strongly recommend. This is probably my favorite book about time. It's called Buy Back Your Time by a guy named Dan Martell. Buy back your
dude, time. I just bought it. He's speaking at your event.
Yes.
We'll get into that in a second.
That's what he's going to talk about, buying back, like how to actually optimize your time, right? For me, you know, I've been able to delegate a lot of the things that doesn't have a great return on time. And I've been able to actually allow me to operate more in my zone of genius, right? And I'll give you an example. Let's talk about I got three dogs at the house. I got a Frenchie and I got two Rottweilers, right? And these Rottweilers they're pretty big dogs, they're behemoths, right? So I pay someone, okay? This is on the smaller scale. I pay someone to feed them and pick up their dog poop. So all I have to do with them is play, right? That saves me, like, bro, it probably takes me about 20 minutes to pick up dog poop. And it probably takes me another 10 minutes to, so if I'm saving, you know, if I'm saving like 30 minutes a day, let's just say I'm saving, you know what? I'm not picking up dog poop every day, but they got to get fed every day. So 10, let's just say I'm picking up dog for another 10. That's 20 minutes a day. Okay. Well, what's 20 minutes times 7? That's 140 minutes. What's that times 4, right? That's 560 minutes divided by 60. That's 9.3 hours a month that I actually save on just paying somebody a couple hundred bucks a month. So what am I going to do with those extra 9 hours? I'm either going to spend it on myself as far as health, right? It gives me a little bit extra time to, you know, go to the gym or do whatever, or I'm either going to spend it on my family, quality time there. Again, we're only talking about 9 hours in a month, but guess what? 9 hours in a month adds up, right?
Dude, 9 hours in a month is a lot of time.
That's 108. That's
one full working day.
That's 108 hours in a year. So again, I'm either going to spend it on my health, I'm either going to spend it on my family, or I'm either going to spend it on my business. And that's just one small example of what I'm doing specifically to buy back my time, to get an ROT, which is a return on my time. We hired a CEO. I hired a CEO for multiple six figures. Guess what? I get to focus. My meetings mostly consist of moving the needle on the bigger scale.
Wow.
He's running the day-to-day operations with our different companies. The small stupid decisions, like how much toilet paper do we are we approving this month, right? Like, what the hell? Like, why do I want to know that, right? So, you know, admin lady gets it approved by him, you know, and it's like, guess what? Guess how much time he has saved me. And now, because this individual has saved me this amount of time, now I get to focus and I get to create, I get to co-create, and I get to build, and I get to scale the things that matter. And that's why it's so important for me. ROT, return on time, is the most important component.
Dude, I love that. Matt asked a follow-up question to that. Other than Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell, is there any other books that you'd recommend, or any books you're big on right now?
So you have to understand, when it comes to books, why books are one of those things that, like, not one size fits all. Here, let me just say, whatever your soul is calling for, that's what you need to go read. I'll give you an example, man. I'm having a personal belief limited beliefs challenges right now. then go read a book, Think and Grow Rich. Go read a book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, right? Go read those. Go read that book. You know what, Carlos? I'm having a spiritual challenge right now. Go read a book, Outwitting the Devil. Go read a book, The Big Leap, right? Go read a book, Power Versus Force by David Hawkins. So you have to understand that that's how I want you to see books. I'll give you an example. When I was really obsessed with learning the executive side of the business, Leila Hormoz is like, hey, buy this book, the Great CEO Within. Buy this book, buy that. So again, you should read a book that calls for whatever it is that you're going through, that it fits that.
Well, if anybody just picked that up, Carlos just named off 7 or 8 books. And let me just be honest with y'all. If those were the first books that came to his mind, they're books that really matter in the world. So I would go rewind literally 2 minutes. I want this live stream on one window, your Amazon Prime account on the other, and go get all of those 7 or 8 books that he just named. But what you're getting at really? And the way that you're able to do that's huge, man. You guys go get Dan's book, Buy Back Your Time. I can't wait to do that. But Carlos, I think what you're really getting at is something that I believe is critical that I've really picked up watching you, is you get yourself in the right rooms. Now, you can't be in Dan's room all the time, right? So authors have assets of going to sit in your coffee shop, like sit in your library. That's one of the things that for me has been so cool about writing the new book, Carlos, is somebody will read that book like in their morning reading chair, having a cup of coffee, and hit us like, dude, I'm learning from this. But also, you on top of the books and the podcast, getting in the right rooms and being around a tribe of people that are all building and growing is something that I watch you do. Like if you follow Carlos's story, not only are you speaking at events, you're attending events, you're throwing events. And I think that that's so critical to feed off that energy. And you got a huge one coming up, dude. Like I got to talk to you about this while we're live. Talk to us about the Dallas event, man.
You know, I want, I'm praying that this is a breakthrough event. So my events, it's not really so much monetary driven. It's a faith driven, it's a breakthrough driven event. To be 100%, you know, last year's event that we had 1400 people out in Scottsdale, that was the least monetization we've ever had in an event. But guess what? The brand equity and the feedback that we received and the lives that were changed, right? That was huge. It was the biggest. So money was the lowest return. Breakthrough was the biggest, right? I'll take that all day, because guess what? It's not about this one event, right? We're in this business and we're going to be building a brand here for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So it's not about one event, right? And that's what our events are about. Our events are for the people that are looking to improve them, like really develop themselves, improve themselves in every area of their lives. Real breakthroughs happen, right? Whether it's a business breakthrough, you'll see something or listen to something. You're like, damn, I've been searching for that answer for 5 years, right? Damn, that's the right. Those are the systems and processes that I've been looking for. Or a mental shift happens, a mindset shift happens where somebody just says something or you feel something at that event and it changes the rest of your trajectory of who you are and how you go about life, right?
That's hey, what real quick, I got to work this in, dude. My very first conference ever, I was 19 years old, a Tony Robbins conference, Unleash the Power Within, dude. 20 years ago, I'm walking on coals, you know, running around, freaking running through brick walls for Tony. That one event, one idea, one concept, I can go back and remember the moment, the people I was with. I can remember the notebook, the notes that I took. So you are spitting facts, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what this event, December 1st and 2nd at the Omni Hotel in Dallas, Texas. We're bringing Wes Watson. If you guys haven't heard that dude's pretty intense. And
oh, he's amazing.
Right. That dude's pretty intense. And hey, he is who he is and he's not who he's not. Right. This is a guy that went from, you know, being a convict, being a felon to making about $20 to $24 million a year with his business. And actually, you know, just know this, when you're growing, when you're revolving, there's going to be people that don't like you. There's going to be hate. Even Jesus had haters. He had the Pharisees. He had Judas. I mean, even Jesus had haters. So for you to think that you're better than Jesus and think that you're not going to have haters in your life, you're going to have haters in your life, Right.
Carlos, I could sell free ice cream. I could give away free ice cream.
Somebody would say, people, yeah.
Why don't you have gluten-free ice cream? Why don't you have oat milk?
Where's the vegan? Dude.
Yeah.
Right. Where's the vegan? So with somebody like Wes, right? There's people that are like, you know, there's some people that are not big fans because of the, you know, the, how freaking his tenacity. But if you, I don't listen to what people say. I watch what they do. Right. And I've known people that have come to his coaching, people like Gary J. White, Dan Martell, who's actually taken his coaching. It's called DMing for Dollars and stuff. A guy that runs a Superhuman Fathers community, right? That guy has his own community. People come to Wes and they learn something and then they go build something. Like this guy, Superhuman Fathers, he quit his over a decade job being a fireman. He's financially free. He has his own community. He's helping fathers become the best version of themselves. He's a living example, right? So you got guys like Wes Watson that are going to pour into the Freedom Event. You got guys like Brad Lee who are going to, you're going to get 20 plus years of business experience in an hour, right? You got guys like Andy Elliott who are going to talk about sales and leadership and core values and principles. Right. Like, you know, you got people like Chris Krohn who are going to talk about breakthroughs in your life. Right. I'm going to come in and I'm going to talk about, you know, who you need to become in order to have everything that you want. Right. So the list goes. Dan Martell's going to talk about buying back your time. Tim Brotz is going to show you how to find multifamily deals, underwrite those deals and monetize those deals, apartments specifically. So we have all these people that are going to come in and they're just going to pour into the community.
You know what I think excites me most?
Hold on. Can I mention one we missed?
Who'd you miss?
The first dude you have on yours, freaking
Tim Ballard. Yeah. So Tim Ballard, bro, have you guys seen Sound the Freedom?
So my wife won't go see it. She's terrified because of
It's not intense.
I haven't seen it myself.
She'll be able to get through it. My wife was, you know, concerned about that too, of how vicious it was going to be, you know, with children and stuff, but it's it's digestible. So this guy, Tim, by the way, and there's allegations against him now, right? Like now, right? The moment that this dude, sure. The moment that this dude said, I'm running for office, like 3 days later, allegations started coming out. Well, and at first, right, by the way, I had already booked them because I booked them. I talked to his people last year. The way that this came about, last year we raised $380,000 towards the front lines of Ukraine, the people that were displaced by the war, right? And through Chris Krohn, the Chris Krohn Foundation, 380, he was able to bring medical aid, water, food, right, clothing to the front lines of those people that were being displaced in Ukraine. We raised $380,000. So I'm like, you know, Lord, I asked God, I'm like, how do I serve you this year? I mean, last year was great. How do we serve you this year? I didn't know, brother, would you ever in your wildest dreams think like, oh, I'm just going to pick up a phone, call one person, they're going to connect me to Tim Ballard and we're going to have a three-way call. Right? God said, help, like go after child sex trafficking, oppression. Go there. Try to help towards that. And that's when I was like, damn, who knows Tim Ballard? Oh, I know one. Boom. Called this guy. He called Tim, put us on three-way. I said, hey, Tim. Would love for you to speak at our event. Would love to try to serve you. A percentage of all ticket sales is going to go towards your event. I mean, towards your foundation to fighting child sex trafficking. And then we did it, right? We got, like, when God talks, you got to listen and you got to follow through, right? So that's exactly what happened with Tim Ballard. And of course, like I said, I'll just say this. Once the guy decided to run for office and all that, then the allegations started coming out. And you know what? I just waited. And you know what the final piece was for me to say, you know what? We're making the right choice here. His wife came to his defense. Right? Kim Ballard came to his defense. And as a husband, I'm like, well, if his wife believes in him and she came to his defense, okay, then we're just going to follow through. We're going to, you know, because we don't like to get involved in all kinds of different. I'm like, but I believe his wife, and let's follow through and let's raise some money, right? Let's go ahead and contribute towards this freaking underground freaking oppression that's happening in the world.
Dude, you're Carlos, you know what's crazy? I gotta tell a story real quick. You know about this. So in January, we had our event that you spoke at, right? It was a two and a half day event. Yep. I think you spoke on the first day or the second day, but Sean Whalen is super interactive with Tim Ballard, right?
Yep.
Didn't he go on some missions? Oh yeah. 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 He's been like South America or whatever.
He's been in the front line.
Front line.
Him and his wife.
Yeah. And his wife and Sachs too.
Yeah.
And so he closed out our event on the end of the day on, was it Saturday, Nick? Or Friday?
Friday night, Friday.
And this is on the whim. We randomly just did an auction to raise money for Operation Underground Railroad. And was it over 50,000, Nick?
Yeah. Jace hops up on stage in a lion's not sheep onesie standing next to Sean Whalen. And they rung 50K. I didn't know Jason. Did you know Jason is an auctioneer, Carlos? I don't know where this comes from. And he's like, can I get that? And Jason just goes off on the skill set we didn't even know he had. He didn't even know he had it. But you're talking about a lot of our synergies, Carlos. So the way that me and Jason operate is build up a community so good we can go make an impact in the world.
There you go. Together.
Together. We together rise, right? The thing that I'm really stoked about your event is me and Jason are actually attending. And so, guys, like, me and Jason throw one event in a month, but we're actually going to be sitting in the crowd front row taking notes with our brothers and sisters, learning from people that we look up to, like yourself and Bradley and Andy Elliott. And so we wanted to hop on live here in the community and let you guys know, if you can pull it off, mark your calendars, Dallas 1st and the 2nd, or excuse me, Dallas
Omni Hotel,
December 1st and the 2nd, Omni Hotel. Jason and I and a whole crew of our Scale Mastermind members are going to build together. Here's how I believe right now, Carlos. 2024 started a month ago.
Ooh.
You're sitting here going, I want to have new year, new me. Ball drops, you're hammered drunk, having some champagne, having some vodkas on the first. The new year starts now. The marketing you're doing, the brand you're building, the campaigns you're building, the things that you're putting in place start right now. I call it the fourth quarter swing, meaning you build this momentum and you swing through the fourth quarter. The deals you land now, you're going to get paid on in January. The contacts you're making now, the sales funnels you're making now. So Jason and I are going to Dallas on the 1st and 2nd to build our business for 2024. So if you're hearing me, watching me, and you want to see Carlos, Andy Elliott, Bradley, dude, the Wes Watson one, I think I'm most excited about. I've never seen him live. I hear incredible things. Jason and I and the crew are flying in for the event. And I know you've done something even really special for this for our community, man. I know you set up some huge, crazy discount for our crew, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, I want the people that I keep saying this, right? Like God keeps telling me that the people that need to be there are going to be there, sure. Right? The people that are going to be there are going to be there. And that's why I'm like, man, what do we got to do to get the Scale community there, right? Scale 8 community. You guys call it a Scale 8 or just Scale?
Jason calls it the Sexy Business Crew. I just call it the family, man. But yeah, SBS, Scale Mastermind, SBS.
Yeah. It's like, what do we got to do to get them there, right? So we can work that out whatever which way you guys want. For me, brother, it's not about selling tickets. It's about,
I love that.
Yeah, it's about who needs to be there. Who needs to be there? Who would benefit from being there, right? Yeah. That's what it's all about. It's not about selling tickets, you know. Well, we're running ads, and that's good. My guys walked into over 300 leads on Monday from freaking ads. Right. I'm like, I'm not worried about selling. They're going to sell. But who from your community? My goal would be to get 100 people from your community. I've been to your events. I've seen you have 400 or 500 people all day.
Yeah.
Right? My goal is like, man, let's get 100 people minimum from your community. And what do we got to do to make that happen?
Dude, I love that. It's funny. Right when I found out about it, I called my little brother. And I was like, I don't think me and him have ever got to go to a conference together. He runs a real estate team now, and he's grown so much in his career. So baby bro's going to go. We're having my surf buddy here, my best friend that's a surfer here in San Diego, is starting a fix and flip business. He's coming with me. I told him on Saturday night, you're going to love this. I'm sitting there at dinner with him and his wife. I took them out just to take my friends out. And I tell him about it, and his wife looks at him, and she goes, you have to go to that event, babe. And so he's going with me. And I think that's how me and Jason have always done things. I don't know if you've ever even heard this. Usually when you speak at our event, you're later in the day, but we start every event with this, Carlos. The way that I met Jason, Jason bought a home from me 15 years ago. I was a CEO of a real estate brokerage, and Jason bought his first home. And then he started coming in, you know, asking for roofing deals and roofing leads. And one day Jason asked me if I could hold a monthly mastermind in my office. We had this big conference room, you know, big gaudy office, big furniture and stuff. And you know, we looked like a law office, dude. I was a high-end realtor. And he said, hey, bro, would you be willing to meet once a month in your conference room? I'll cater it. I'll bring the breakfast burritos. And we just chat business and we support each other. And Carlos, that's how me and Jason built a relationship, was just two brothers. And we had about four or five of us sitting around a conference table sharing ideas. Then that obviously grew into scale, into our conferences. And what I think I'm most excited about for the first and the second is it's me and Jason again hopping on a plane. And now the family's just a little bit bigger. I think I've already heard of 15 or 20 members coming with us. And we're going to have a dinner the night before and just sit down and break bread with our entrepreneurs that just we all together can learn from each other. So if you're tuning in live and hearing us, if you want to go, comment, you know, I'm in, or comment Dallas in the comments below. Jason will get you the link to come cruise with us. We'll get you hooked up with Carlos's team. But Carlos, we've just learned so much from you, and we're just honored to come support and just grow with you, man.
Well, brother, like I said, man, this is the way, collaboration over competition. And that's what people don't understand, right? How can you lose when you're constantly collaborating with the right people, right? How can you lose? You just can't.
Sure.
You just can't lose. So I'm excited, brother, to host you both and to host your community, and I feel like they're gonna have a blast, bro. Like, listen, I walked 9 venues in Dallas.
Yeah.
The Omni Hotel. I consider myself a very very spiritual, very empath type of person, and I walked the Anatoly and the Mary. I walked all kinds. Once I walked the Omni, I felt the vibe there. Right. And the electricity in that place, the Omni Hotel. And I'm like, this is it. This is where I feel that this is where it needs to go down. And it was the most expensive one, by the way. Right. Mm-hmm. It was like triple the spend. And we were like, this is it. The Omni is where it needs to be. So I just want people to know that this is the way that you end the year. You end the year with the freaking breakthrough. You ended on top. And this sets the tone for the next year, too. So this is the right
spot on. You know what? I have a feeling we'll be back here 12 months from now talking about that. And somebody, myself included, is going to go, there was one idea in the hallway. There was one idea from a speaker. There was one thing that they got from Dallas, one connection, one meeting that changed the trajectory of their business. And for a lot of you guys tuning in, I know we have a big following in Phoenix. If there's 25 people from Phoenix there in that room, you might have a power partner that could refer you hundreds of thousands of dollars in business. Carlos, you're going to laugh. We had a guy join. He came to one of our events and saw you speak. He's got $1 million of business from our community already in six months since joining us, just from being in the right rooms and power partners, you know? And so we're honored to go. If you guys want to come to Dallas with Jason and I, and you want to see Andy Elliott, Bradley, Wes Watson, and my man, the GOAT, Carlos Reyes, at his event, come to Dallas with us. Comment Dallas below. We'll get a hold of you guys. Carlos, any final thoughts for the scale crew?
You know, again, what's the point of living life if you're not going to truly, like, go all in on your health, your family, your business? Like, I was, you know, I was talking to one of my really good friends, and I said, hey, brother, the same way that you go after business the way you do, I said, bro, you need to go after your health that way. Every day, I see Jason putting in the miles in the work every single day, right? You need to go after your health that way. You need to go after your family that way. You need to go after your business that way. Like, that's the way that you should try to live your life. Because guess what, man? At the end of the day, when it's time to move on and pass on from this life, you're not going to live with any regrets, because you're going to say, man, I gave it all in every area of my life. And that's the way you should try to live every day.
I don't think there's a better way to finish with that. We will call that the goat mic drop right there. Carlos, absolute honor. Just from the bottom of my heart, man, thank you. Thank you for supporting Jason and I. You know, they say, you know, work until your heroes become your friends, man. And, You've been a mentor from afar for Jason and I for years.
Thank you, brother.
You're truly a mentor and now becoming a friend and just somebody that we're happy to support and learn from continually, man. You are a mentor to us and just thank you for being you and the light that you give to us, man. I love
it. This is a real relationship. It's been real from the start and, God willing, brother, this is one of those lifetime relationships. You know what I mean?
Together we rise, bro. Together we can change the world. And as you know, together we can make an impact.
Love it. Love you both.
All right, dude. We'll talk
soon. Boom. See you in Dallas. Let's roll. This is my world. It cannot be right. You can't rock my world, son. Took a lot of work just to reach the top. Did a lot of climbing, not made it. Good luck to those who want to see me fly.